And unfortunately, this might be a little bit of a depressing, at least in the first segment, episode of Behind the Locker Room Door. I'm Brad Ellis. I'm joined by the coach, Jeff Skurin, by the player and the trainer, Glenn P. Howell. Reminding you, Behind the Locker Room Door is brought to you by Eric Painter and the presidential team at Nova Home Loans, Tucson's number one home lender. And I mentioned depression, because all of three of us in this room love football. We love high school football. We love Pop Warner football. We love flag football. We love pro football, college football. And our current events is the one current event today. Due to decision handed down by Pima County, for the most part, high school football in Pima County, Tucson, Marana, Oro Valley, etc., is over. Officially, I think the last game for most of the teams will have been an unusual Monday night football between Walden Grove and Desert View. South Point, Push Ridge, who are private schools who play on private land, not county land, will continue at least for now. And I know some teams outside the county, but close to the region. Buena is going to continue to play since they're, I believe, in Santa Cruz County. But if you're the rest of the teams in the area, the season is done. And unless something happens, and there's been some talk of a spring all-star game, maybe even a spring 7-on-7 type league, something to showcase the players. And this is all, as we speak here, very early, but I know there's some local businessmen who are working with some people to try to do something in the spring for these seniors. But as of now, there will be no high school football except, again, the private schools in Southern Arizona.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, it's just the shame. I'm distraught at what's going on because I have a senior son, plays at Mountain View, and I disagree with it because I don't think that things were happening on the football field or even in the programs. The kids have done a great job of trying to stay away from the stuff, and things that are the elements that were coming in and getting COVID is just, you know, they could sit it out. They can do it. We're not getting super spreaders at games because there's not too many people there. So we were doing the things that we needed to do, and it's just a crying shame that this is happening.
You know, I spend several times a week, probably four or five, six times a week, talking to coaching Europe on two occasions, and I spent a lot of time talking to them there. The approaches there are very, very different with schools. That's what's remaining open, and they're looking at where the spreading is actually coming from. And of course, that has to do with contact tracing as well, and some of the science involved. And I know everybody's got their opinions about this, that, but over in Europe, they're shutting down the businesses where particularly directly involved the spreading events. And I had a friend that was walking down the streets of Florence, Italy the other day, and it's literally a ghost town. But the schools are open. And again, remember, in the United States, we're the only part of the world where we have sports in schools. I don't know how many people out there in Radio Land understand that, but we are unique in that way, and it's really good. It's part of what makes the United States unique and our system unique, and particularly
most of it's club.
Yeah,
it's
and the, kid, club. The yeah. rest of the world, it's yeah. in Germany, they yeah. call them Vereins, and, yeah. and it's a club thing. It's an activity in addition. It's usually a paid activity and private coaching, and it's a completely different approach. And so when I look at, and I, you know, as a coach, I just feel terrible for these kids, and of course, I know exactly what goes into preparing for a game or a season, and it's a lot. And then just to have it kind of tugged out from under you when you don't feel like there's the justification, just like you say, you look at other things and going, well, this is going on. Why did this happen to us? And it happened for reasons.
Well, you know, and we call you the coach. We know you do some strength training. What people may not know is that Coach Skurin has also worked as an expert witness in the realm of sports injury and liability, including testifying in court. And I would assume that there's liability issues they're trying to avoid, whether it's the schools, the county. What do you think is behind this? Because, again, I think as both you and Glenn noted, there's been very little evidence that this is getting spread during competitive contest. There's no, I know the NFL has not had one that they think was passed from football. I don't think college knows as much because the money's not there for the science. But most of these are getting contact through working with an outside physician or a trainer, or if you're the case of someone's football team, when your offensive line goes to a charity event and takes off their masks.
Yeah.
So what do you think is at play here? More than not only just trying to, obviously, at the end of the day, people are trying to keep people safe, but is there some liability or some insurance reasons for this?
Well, I spent the morning talking to principals and school board members, not just throughout the town, not just in one school district, trying to get a variety and to get an idea what took place, first of all, and what caused this all to happen so instantly. And as people may know, with the politics of Pima County, we are controlled by a county manager. And the mayor has a very little power in terms of what goes on in Pima County. And the school districts in our state, we all get insurance through the state. And one of those things is that we do not have coverage for right now is COVID liability. And so we're in a situation where the county manager, and I want people to imagine just sitting in, if there's a superintendent sitting in court and the county manager has issued you an edict, which basically says that they don't believe with their science and what they're getting through their medical experts that it's safe to do contact football or to do contact sports. And right now the only ongoing is really football. So you've got that delivered to you and you know what your situation is in terms of school liability. Now I could tell you if I was an expert witness in that case, this would be a slam dunk. If someone went out there and the kid got, COVID and you were able to prove it was through contact at your sport and at school, it doesn't really matter what you signed because liability is not predetermined by anything you sign. It's by negligence. And so if it can be determined that the school went over and above the recommendation of the county officials, and this is something that was put in writing. This was not an offhand remark. This was something that Chuck Huckleberry, our county manager, put out in writing, went to the school districts. The school district superintendent saw this, had a group conference on the telephone, and all of them decided really the only thing they could decide given their job, the nature of their job, which is their students, to protect their students. And you have this in front of you in writing. There really was no decision. And in fact, TUSD was the last one to drop off the table and say, we can't play sports because everybody else had dropped out. This wasn't just one school district. And there are all these superintendents together talking and going, and really there was no choice given the nature of that situation. What I don't know and probably will never know is exactly what drove that decision, particularly being someone that comes from a coaching standpoint that I want these kids out there playing sports. Because, come on, we all believe that kids playing sports in school is a good thing.
As a cause and effect, that's what I wanted to know. What is the cause and the effect? What is the cause of them making this decision? Okay. When they make this decision, okay, the effect is killing these kids. I mean, and then you talk about the cause. What is the cause? Are we seeing that around at all these schools that are having these football programs? Are they getting inundated with a bunch of COVID?
Can you imagine going out, and I think most of us can do this. We can point to one, two, or three things where this thing is coming from. What are the hot spots here in Southern Arizona? Now, do we then have the guts to go to the U of A and say, listen, you can't bring kids back on campus anymore because that is a real danger zone? Can we go to these bars and restaurants and say, sorry, guys, I don't care about your employees. We got to shut down because that is one of the hot zones. Can we go to these other, hot zone producing areas and tell those people in effect to shut? And that's where the decision makers have to come by. I've been in public schools and coaching and overseas and stuff, and I've done that for 48 years. And for about 20 years, I've been doing this expert witness liability stuff. And let me tell you, when you're an employee, you have very little say-so and safe ground to stay on. If it's not in writing in your hand, if you're a coach, if you're a principal, if you're a superintendent, and somebody above you hands you something in writing and says, this is dangerous, and you go in another direction, you're taking a career-ending possible risk.
Obviously, I think maybe the question we need to ask additionally is, in hindsight, should we have played in the spring?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they cancel now, they should try to move this thing to the spring. These kids need to have film. They need to have an opportunity to finish their senior year. This is going to be detrimental to a lot of kids mentally. I think it's mentally. It's just like, I'm not caring about kids going off and doing, you know, going playing college and everything. I'm not saying just for those kids. I'm talking about for the kids that have put all that work in the summer, and they're just playing to have fun in their senior year.
If you've been on my Facebook page, you've been seeing me talk about the Virginia plan since the spring. And the state of Virginia bit the bullet, and they went ahead and starting in the early spring, they had everybody prepare. They're looking awful smart right now.
Yeah.
Well, we may pick this up later in the show, but when we come back, we're going to actually talk about a football season that's continuing and maybe a team with the losing record winning the NFC East with Tucson's own. You're listening to Behind the Locker Room Door. This segment has been brought to you by Eric Painter and the presidential team at Nova Home Loans. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, it's Bill and Ramon from CPRDU. We're proud to sponsor Behind the Locker Room Door. As with any activity, there's always a possibility of getting injured.
CPRDU trains many of our youth, high school, and college coaches in CPR and first aid. We want you to come and take a certified CPR course. Mention you heard this on Behind the Locker Room Door and get a 50% discount. Contact us at cpr2u.com or call us at 520-400-8204. CPR to you, we save lives.
Concord General Contractor, where integrity, collaboration, growth, and being uncommon comes together in every project we complete.
This is Coach Jeff Skurin. I'd like to tell you about my friend Dan Price of Price & Price Attorneys. As our family attorney, Dan was so much more than a professional helping us in our time of need. He was a true friend of the family. If you don't know Dan, let me tell you that he's organized, prepared, intelligent, and a sincere person as you're ever going to meet. We trust Dan with our family needs, and we know that you can trust him with yours. If you have a personal injury case, call Price & Price and ask for Dan.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Force for Health, where everybody can be a force for health. For themselves, their families, and communities. Visit theforceforhealth.com for more information.
This is Edmund Marquez with Allstate Insurance. I had the pleasure of playing football for Coach Skurin on the Sabino High School undefeated state championship team of 1990. Coach Skurin taught us to leave it all out on the field, to have a plan and to work hard to execute that plan. At our local Allstate agencies, we take that same winning attitude when helping our clients protect their assets and their loved ones. If you want to be in good hands and save money on your home and auto insurance, please call the Edmund Marquez Allstate agencies today.
We're talking about the end of the fall sports season, which is pretty much down just to football. And again, we'll see what happens with the spring season, which was slated to start in early January, but that meant practice starting middle of December. And we just don't know. So right now, if you have a child or a loved one or who's a coach or a player or, for the fall, excuse me, the winter sports season, which includes basketball, soccer, possibly wrestling. We still know the season has not been canceled yet, not been pushed back, but it could still happen. Again, a lot different, though, as those are mostly, a lot of them are indoor sports, aren't quite subject to some of the same field issues. But we're going to turn it on, and we may talk about this a little bit later. We want to remind you that this segment Behind the Locker Room Door is brought to you by Edmund Marquez Allstate Agencies. You're in good hands with Edmund and his team for your auto and home insurance needs. One guy who has been maybe the brightest star with the retirement of Brooks Reed from the NFL and other high-profile Tucsonans, Bijan Robinson, Jamari Joyner, not yet ready to embark on their pro career. Right now, the banner for Tucson football is by a young man who has ties to the two men in this room. He played for one for a bit, and he was trained by another, and that's Blake Martinez, who's the linebacker for the New York Giants.
Continuing to be trained.
yes. So the New York Giants, who have a losing record.
Yeah.
I believe.
But they're in first place.
But or a half game out in the wacky, wild NFC East. And are playing as well as anyone in that division. And, you know, during the NFL season, there are a few breaks, but we were lucky enough to have Glenn talk to Blake Martinez and just talk about all kinds of topics about football, including just what he's doing in the NFL and more.
We have a special guest today, our Tucson native, CDO grad, and Stanford grad, and a guy that was picked in the fourth round of the NFL draft and played for the Green Bay Packers and now plays for the New York Giants, Blake Martinez. How you doing, Blake?
Good. Glad to be on with you guys.
That's awesome, man. We love having some famous and some great people on our show from Tucson that have been very successful. And, you know, the premise of our show is to give us a behind the locker room kind of a talk of and information for parents and kids about, you know, what really goes in the mindset of coaches and players and things like that. And, you know, and we wanted to sit down with you and talk to you a little bit about some of your experience now, because most of our kids are getting this stuff right now with all this COVID. How has the COVID situation changed your life in the NFL from this year to last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's changed a bunch just in the aspect of you don't get that normalcy of when it all kind of began, where you normally get to go to OTAs, you get to have the interactions with your teammates, interaction with the coaches. Then obviously on my end, where I went to a new team with the New York Giants, I didn't get that opportunity to meet my new teammates, my new coaches, get to earn that respect. And then obviously throughout training and during the season, you have to have COVID testing. You have to do all these kind of little logistical things that make it kind of annoying, but just adds that extra kind of problem you have to deal with each day.
Yeah, and you know, and what's amazing, you know, I tell our listeners is that, you know, here we are, you didn't have a chance to have any human interaction with your players, and you, all you did was, you know, Zoom calls, and they voted you captain of the team. I think that's a great attribution for you. It's something that you did, and it, how you showed in your demeanor in all the meetings and showing leadership. How did that differ? That must have been really different going on Zoom meetings and trying to get a rapport with your players.
No, yeah, I think for me it was just trying to show my personality as much as I could through Zoom, conversations with teammates, whether it was playing video games, doing random things, going and doing extra meetings after the Zoom meetings to get the playbook down. So yeah, it was definitely hard and different from prior seasons, because I'm a normal guy that just goes to work and works as hard as I can and hope it kind of rubs off on other guys, and other guys look at me as a leader to be that player that leads by example. And I think I just kind of tried to show that through Zoom and through any interaction. I ended up, obviously, like you said, becoming the team, one of the team captains, and trying to keep it going and keep leading it every day.
Yeah, we're talking to Blake Martinez, the New York Giants inside linebacker, and also he is the third leading tackler in the NFL right now. He has had a bye this week. I'm sure he'll take the lead next week. But let's go back a little bit, Blake, and let's talk about how was it playing. You played in three Rose Bowls. How was that?
No, yeah, it was a special time in my life to be a part of those teams that got a chance to play in those Rose Bowl games, ended up winning two of them. And I think the Rose Bowl game in general is just amazing. They call it the granddaddy of them all. Just amazing atmosphere, amazing week leading up, doing the certain events and things like that. But I think the best part that made it so special, whether it was winning or losing, was just being around that group of teammates that I had during those years. Just guys wanting to work every day, wanting to get better. And it just made it that much more special to get to that position in our season with that group.
So you have the championship breed in you. You know, you've won some Pac-12 championships, you know, and those kinds of things have really probably helped you going into the NFL. How was it, you know, you look at, you know, as pro athletes go in and college athletes, you know, how has nutrition, you know, helped you in your football career and in your life in general?
Yeah, I think it's helped me a lot. It's something that I've kind of changed and grown from since early on. Actually, working with you during the off seasons and things like that, especially when we first started working together in eighth grade, just trying to get my diet right from that point on, making sure I was able to lose my 50 pounds from 75 to 25.
Chub Rock.
Exactly. Running a whatever it was, 5'6", 5'8", 40. But just started from then and started growing and learning what putting certain types of food in your body does for you and how it can improve you and how it can hurt you. And it's just helped me kind of grow from high school to college to the NFL and just keep getting stronger and faster every single year.
And moms and dads out there and athletes out there listening to this, you know, it really is important to look at the nutritional side as what you're doing for your athletes and making sure that you have the energy and everything. And one thing that I always say, Blake, and I always tell, you know, all my guys and girls that I work with is that, you know, you got to help me when you're away from me. And I got to tell you that Blake Martinez, you know, this guy, he helps me all the time because he's always eating good. He's taking care of his body. And it's just real important. I mean, Blake, tell a little bit about, we got a couple minutes here. We got about a minute and a half here until we go to a break. And tell us a little bit about what kind of foods have you really focused on when you're training?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the main kind of food groups, whether it's vegetables, protein, those types of things, fruits, whatever type of diet or things that you like, but just making sure it has those key components into it. I actually did a nutrition test this off season, found out I was allergic to egg and dairy. So I cut out eggs for breakfast. So I started doing oatmeal, and put protein powder and things like that. And then for lunch, it'd be, grass fed beef. And then for dinner, it'd basically be a switch up, whatever my wife wants to make, pasta. It could be, shrimp, salmon, all these types of things that you just try to add variety, but keeping the main kind of food components that give you the energy to recover at nighttime and the energy for the next day.
Yeah, that's what is really is important is that you understand what you're putting in your body, because that's going to give you the fuel for your workout, for your game, for anything that you're doing. And it also gives you a great mindset for the day dealing with, you know, Blake, you got a beautiful wife and a young child, Kinsley and Christy, and it helps you in your mental state too. So we're going to be back here in a couple minutes here, and we're with Blake Martinez for the New York Giants, and we'll be back with some more questions for Blake.
Yeah, so we'll get to part two of that interview in just a couple minutes. But, you know, Blake's a guy, again, an interesting guy. He was lightly recruited, wasn't recruited by the U of A, and it's the one that in hindsight, and I had talked to him about it, I think probably you guys have too, where Mike Stoops is like, yeah, I blew it. I just blew it. Because Mike Stoops, people forget how good he recruited Tucson.
Yeah.
He lost Blake, who he never offered. He lost Keanu Nelson, mm-hmm. who really was just an okay player, ended up at BYU after Stanford. And it's hard, again, Stanford. And he lost Chris O'Dowd. Everyone else he offered, he got. We can't say that since then, and again, things have changed. But when we come back, we'll talk more with Blake Martinez and about Blake Martinez. Again, a guy who trains currently and in the past with Glenn, who played for Coach Skurin. Just want to remind you that Behind the Locker Room Door is brought to you by Edmund Marquez Allstate Agencies. You're in good hands with Edmund and his team for your home and insurance needs, and our title sponsor is Eric Painter and the presidential team at Nova Home Loans, Tucson's number one home lender. When we come back, more with Glenn's conversation with Blake Martinez, more about football, and we'll get to what's going on in Tucson with football right after this.
We would like to thank our sponsor, Tom Jones. Keep listening for the Adaptive Athlete segment, where we talk about athletes who overcame the odds and continued their athletic career, and those who have turned into athletes despite their unfortunate circumstances.
This is Edmund Marquez with Allstate Insurance. I had the pleasure of playing football for Coach Skern on the Sabino High School undefeated state championship team of 1990. Coach Skern taught us to leave it all out on the field, to have a plan and to work hard to execute that plan. At our local Allstate agencies, we take that same winning attitude when helping our clients protect their assets and their loved ones. If you want to be in good hands and save money on your home and auto insurance, please call the Edmund Marquez Allstate agencies today.
Concord General Contractor, where integrity, collaboration, growth, and being uncommon comes together in every project we complete. Special thanks to our sponsor, Hazen Enterprises, providing quality office space in Tucson for the past 40 years.
Hi, it's Bill and Ramon from CPRDU. We're proud to sponsor Behind the Locker Room Door. As with any activity, there's always a possibility of getting injured.
CPRDU trains many of our youth, high school, and college coaches in CPR and first aid. We want you to come and take a certified CPR course. Mention you heard this on Behind the Locker Room Door and get a 50% discount. Contact us at cpr2u.com or call us at 520-400-8204. At CPR2U, we save lives.
Behind the Locker Room Door is brought to you by CPR2U. Learn CPR and save a life. We appreciate CPR2U for sponsoring this program. And one thing, especially you guys, have done so well is book these interviews. We've had Josh Pastner. We've had
Rich Rodriguez.
We've had people behind the scenes who you've never heard of but who have a huge impact. And in fact, the one I've still been talking about with everyone is learning about the replay in the Pac-12. This is fascinating. But today we go to the NFL, and we have Blake Martinez, and Glenn Howell caught up with him. Here's part two of his interview.
We're back with Blake Martinez, New York Giants inside linebacker, Tucson native, CDO grad, and one of my guys that I had the pleasure to train since eighth grade, man. I mean, this guy has just gotten better every single year. And we were just talking in our last segment about nutrition and everything. And there's another component to that nutrition is, Blake, you know, how important is your recovery to you as an athlete, in your opinion? Everybody always says about recovery. How is that important for you? And explain a little bit about what you think is recovery for you.
I think it's extremely important. I think it kind of goes hand in hand with the nutrition aspect. What you eat allows you to recover quicker, but also it's on you to that kind of policing for your own self, whether it's not going out and partying, not doing the cool things, the fun things that seem fun short term, but doesn't allow you to get to your long term goals.
You guys hear that?
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
So it's basically just kind of focusing on what you need individually, whether it's stretching, whether it's sleeping in general. And just finding ways that allows your body to get ready for the next day. So all of a sudden, when you do get to that next workout or that next speed training or whatever type of work that you're trying to get done, you're not getting worse because your body wasn't allowed to recover and be ready for that next training session.
Yeah, and one of the things that Blake does is I introduced him to Jim Krampos, who is the head strength coach at University of Arizona. He's the oversees all the Olympic sports and everything, and he's a great guy that understands about flexibility and everything. And tell a little bit about what Jim does with you, Blake.
No, yeah, he's been one of the key components to my off-season training for the last couple of years now. We basically have mobility stretching sessions, just making sure my body is flexible and is ready to build and gain all that muscle from training with Glenn. And then also we do mobility work, just making sure that I'm able to be in awkward positions and things like that, whether it's lateral movements, those types of things that you kind of get into in a normal football play. And it allows me to have that strength in those positions so I don't get hurt and end up being able to play a longer career as my football career goes.
Yeah, and that's basically what I do is I tear you up and then Jim puts you back together.
Yep,
so
exactly.
that's something that I really appreciate, Jim, what he has done, and he is just a wealth of knowledge of just getting, you know, helping all my athletes. I sent all my athletes to Mr. Krampos, and he's just been a great asset to everything that I do, and I can't take credit for all the stuff that I do without him. You know, Blake, we talked about now you're in the NFL and you played at, you know, Pac-12 level. What was the level that was the most fun for you?
That's a tough one. I mean, I'd go, like, the high school days were fun just because I could play running back and was on offensive side. That was, you know, that's always great.
Yeah.
I'd probably say the Stanford days. Was probably the most fun, just the group of guys I was around every single day, and then the student athletes or the students I was around every single day, just making me want to be the best version of myself. And there's always that competition factor wherever you went. So that was probably the most fun level that I was at, just from those aspects.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really, you know, Coach Skurin had that question for you. He wanted to chime in and because, you know, he wanted to see what was the best time that he played, you know, to find out what he does. And I think that's important to know what is the best, what, you know, to tell these kids that, you know, you're not all going to make the NFL. Okay,
no,
so
no.
It's going to be, you know, to cherish the time that you have, you know, and, you know, and make sure that you understand that you're having fun every single second, because you never know what can happen and you may not be playing anymore. And if you're fortunate to go to the next level, that is, you know, that's just, you know, then you go and you find out if it's maybe even funner there. And sometimes I know some guys that went from high school, they had a great time, they went to college, and they really didn't like college. So
they didn't
have a good experience there. So, Blake, what, you know, we have kids in our audience that are listening to our show and stuff, and moms and dads. What advice would you have for young student athletes today about just, you know, just being a student athlete? You know, you went to Stanford. You can't go to Stanford without being a student athlete. What would you tell them?
Yeah, I think it's the same aspect that you put forth towards, or the effort that you put forth towards your given sport, that you have to give every single day, no matter what you're doing. It could be being the first person to the classroom, the first person to sit in front, the first person to stay after class to talk to the teacher to see what you can do to get extra credit, what you can do to get better at math, writing, science, history, whatever it ends up being. And whatever you're struggling on, focus on that. And then once you get done each day, don't think that, oh, school's over with, oh, football's over with. I'm done for the day. I can go play video games. I can do all these things. Just make sure you focus on those moments to put that extra effort in, whether it's doing extra push-ups at night or reading a book to get ahead in class, doing whatever it can do to allow you to have those moments that not only people are telling you to do, but you're doing it on your own. And I think at the end of the day, when you do those things, opportunities start showing up. And when those opportunities do show up, you thrive in them. And next thing you know, you have numerous people in your corner to be on your side to get more and more of those opportunities. And next thing you know, you could be in college getting a scholarship, and after that you could be drafted to the NFL or be in the Olympics or whatever you want to do as a student athlete. Things, the sky's the limit at that point.
Well, we got 1 minute left here with Blake Martinez from the New York Giants, starting inside linebacker and also the third leading tackler in the NFL. But he's only like four or five behind, so he'll be taking that over pretty soon. But Blake, one last question for you. We got about 40 seconds left here in our interview here. You know, how easy was it, you know, because a lot of kids have pressure about, you know, grades and everything. How easy was it, and how much less pressure was it when you did good in school?
it made life so much easier when you didn't have that worry, and it allowed you. It's like kind of like football. You take the runaway so you can just focus on the pass.
Mm-hmm.
You basically take away the education by doing the work and making it easy for yourself. Now you can just focus on your sport and get even better at it than you already are.
Yeah, that's awesome. Blake, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Good luck the rest of the season, and Tucson is voting for you. And also, Tucson, if you want to go to NFL.com and vote for the Pro Bowl, vote for Blake Martinez on inside linebacker. Thanks a lot, Blake. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
New York Giant Blake Martinez talking with Glenn this week, actually was a week ago, but you know, you got to fit him in where you can fit him in with these NFL guys. That's a coup, though.
So.
And again, Blake, one of the best to come out of Tucson, and when you look at his NFL career, it's going to stack up favorably with anyone who come from this city.
Yeah, he's just a hard worker, and you know, the thing is that the advice that he gave about with students about, you know, sitting in the front of the class and you know, talking to your instructors and anything, he did all that. I mean, that's what he did. That's what they teach you at Stanford. And he went to Stanford and did very, very well academically. He met some great people. You know, I was at his wedding, and the people that he met at Stanford was just an incredible people that he's associated with. And he just continues to just do well in anything he does. You know, he does all the stuff with his endorsements and stuff. He's talking to kids. He's always doing that stuff, and he's sincere about it. And that's what makes it really, really fantastic about just working with the guy.
When I think about Blake, I like to talk about what they use for the astronauts, the term the right stuff. I mean, if you look at the kid, his diet, his work habits, his study habits in school, his preparation for football, how he lives his personal life. You would have a tough time. Any media person could go in and examine him up close and personal, and they'd have a very tough time finding a flaw in his armor. I mean, he really does represent the best of the best. And so watching him make it, and even though I just had a minuscule part, in his development, but just being associated, you feel the sense of pride because here's a kid, and of course it's his parents, it's his family. His dad won a state title with me in 1990 at Sabino, and it was great, you know, having just a little bit of contact with the kid, and you know, that, like I say, I call that the right stuff because you just don't teach that, but you're sure happy when you get it.
Yeah, and actually, you know, what Blake does, he gets a lot of stuff from his dad's a hard worker, and he understands all those things of what it takes to, you know, to be successful. His mom's a hard worker, all that he comes, and then his grandpa, and then his great grandpa who's still alive. All those people that are in his life are just, you know, forming this kid, and he's just someone that is genuinely nice, but you know, and. You know, he goes to the New York Giants. He goes there and he's doing Zoom calls and everything. And he wasn't all pro when he went there. He was just a good player. And then the teammates vote him to be captain because his example, what he does in the Zoom calls, knowing all the plays, knowing everything. And then when they got there in person, he was working his butt off.
You know, you guys both mentioned something interesting. Is you mentioned the academics, and obviously he was good enough to go to Stanford, which is phenomenal for anyone, especially an athlete, because they have such a narrow pool. Secondly, you mentioned the right stuff, and that's a lot of it's character, and part of that is hard work. I could tell you from two examples. I'm not going to name names, but they were early in my day covering high school sports here. There were two of the best athletes I've seen. One could have gone to a Mountain West school, didn't have the grades, was going to delay, you know, do the gray shirt, and never ended up going. Never got the grades. Another guy had the grades, had the on-field character issue. Just wasn't the best guy, wasn't the best teammate, wasn't necessarily nice to kids at the school. ended up going to a lesser division, had a great career, ended up being very successful, but missed out playing in the Mountain West or the WAC because of those issues. And again, Blake maybe got the opportunity. Again, didn't have a ton of offers, had three or four really good offers, but because of character, academics, hard work.
You know what people don't realize sometimes is there's nothing wrong with being solid. I mean, there's a, you know, I'm a coach, and I've taken over a lot of bad programs, and you build on the character of the good ones you get, those solid building blocks. It's no different than the foundation of a home. You know, without that solid foundation, you know, the house can't ever be straight. It can never stand up strong. It can't stand up under a hurricane or earthquake. And Blake is that foundation. He's that solid guy that you could build around. And boy, when you get him, you just thank your lucky stars that crossed your path.
And a great story about Blake is that, you know, I used to take him when he was in eighth grade, and I would have him train with high school kids. You know, it was like Nick Cole and some other guys, Lawrence Gibson, Jamal Womble, and he was around all those guys, and he was like, oh, man, these guys are so good and everything. And then he comes back, and sometimes when we do our speed training, he goes, dude, why don't you ask those high school kids that you got and have them train with me? I'll train with them. And he'd be out there, and he'd come out. I wouldn't tell the kids, you know, that Blake's going to be training with us. He'd come walking out there, and he'd be like, and the kids be like, damn, that's Blake Martinez. I mean, like, he's there with them, working with them. He wanted to give back because somebody did that for him.
You know, it's interesting. You guys mentioned a lot of things here, and it transcends football. It's all sports. It's character. It's hard work. It's academics. And you as your parents, you can have an issue there, because I know some people who weren't recruited because of their parents. We've got good parents, I hope, here, and we're going to continue this conversation, including some of Glenn's thoughts on his son not being able to finish his senior season. You're listening to Behind the Locker Room Door. This segment has been brought to you by CPRTU. Learn CPR, save a life. When we come back, more on the cancellation of the fall sports season, particularly football here in Southern Arizona.
This is Coach Jeff Skurin. I'd like to tell you about my friend Dan Price of Price & Price Attorneys. As our family attorney, Dan was so much more than a professional, helping us in our time of need. He was a true friend of the family. If you don't know Dan, let me tell you that he's organized, prepared, intelligent, and a sincere person as you're ever going to meet. We trust Dan with our family needs, and we know that you can trust him with yours. If you have a personal injury case, call Price & Price and ask for Dan.
Becoming a homeowner is probably on your bucket list, but are you ready to go for the goal? You might have heard that interest rates are at an all-time low, but what does that mean for you? Eric Painter with Nova Home Loans presidential team is a former athlete and letter winner from the U of A, and he wants to help you navigate the current market and score your dream home. If you want to work with a lender who'll never stop working for you, call Eric Painter today at 419-9457 or visit novapresidentialteam.com. NMLS 172753. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK 0902429. Equal housing opportunity. Terms and conditions may apply.
One day, while motoring around Free and Easy and listening to his favorite radio station, Bob heard all about it. Jack Furrier Tire and Auto Care, advertising affordable tires and no hidden extras. Jack Furrier's one low price included valve stems and the other critical tire thingies that cost additional elsewhere, but not at Jack Furrier's. This was music to Bob's ears, as he knows to never underestimate the importance of thingies. Such a shame that not every tire dealer advertises total tire prices, he thought. But with this knowledge, I can do better. As synchronicity and predictable cliches would have it, yes, you guessed it. At that moment, Bob spotted one of Jack Furrier's 14 convenient locations. With no hesitation and great acceleration, Bob claimed his new set of quite affordable steel-belted radials, installed for one low price at Jack Furrier Tire and Auto Care. Thingies included.
Do better like Bob at Jack Furrier Tire and Auto Care, the local's choice for affordable tires and quality auto repair. Jack Furrier's, since 1960, here to get you there.
The Adaptive Athlete segment is brought to you by Tom Jones.
Welcome back Behind the Locker Room Door. I'm Brad Ellis, joined with the expert witness, Jeff Skurin, and former, at least training camp, I didn't know this story either, learned something about these guys, was moved to defensive end, guy who pushed Howie Long for a few hours at least with the Oakland,
Los Angeles Raiders, the best guy I've ever seen in person. Best football player I ever seen in person. Like, I've seen, you know, players. I've been around Ricky Huntley, been around those guys. But as far as it's just a pure football player, Howie Long is that was an impression.
Well, if you just talk about the genetics there, is he, yo, how many guys have not one but two all pro caliber sons as well? And, if you
and those kids were just little kids when I was in camp. They were little tiny kids.
And pretty good looking on tape, too, not just in person. I tell you what, you break down film and you say, and that's where one of the lessons in coaching that I learned about not just physical traits but attitude. Because when they talk about Howie Long, they all say one word, relentless.
Yeah, and I got maybe next show, I got a great story about him when we first met him. It was just awesome sitting in training camp. But we'll do that next time.
Well, this segment is normally our adaptive athletics segment, which is brought to you by Tom Jones. We thank Tom Jones for sponsoring the show and adaptive athletics. Unfortunately, with this being the Thanksgiving weekend, it was just too hard to get in touch with any of the great athletes, coaches in the community. And really, any of the updates we would have given you on things like the Olympics and qualifying, just on hold. It's just a weekend where not a whole lot was going on. But we want you to know that usually in this segment, we will be discussing adaptive athletics, and we really appreciate Tom Jones for his support of that and all the great guests that we've had who really, I think we all kind of knew about it, but who's really opened our eyes to some of the intricacies, including the Para Games in 2021 and things of that nature. But we're going to go back to really the big topic of the day. And while it is football-centric, because that was the last sport to be decided. Everything else kind of, for the most part, got in under the wire again. I don't know if we announced this last week, but South Point winning a state title in volleyball, golf, swimming, all complete, and we just don't know what's going to happen with winter. But again, this hits home for you, Glenn. Your son, Kobe, is a senior at Mountain View. With several games into the season, and now it's unfortunately over, at least unless something happens in the spring.
Yeah, and I just I'm getting a little bit of text from our group chat about from parents saying we wanted to try to do something, and I wanted to tell her we're talking about that right now. We got a radio show that we're doing, and really, I'm just. I feel for the kids. They work their butts off, and my son, it's just like it was just such a bad thing for him. I mean, because he didn't have, he was a late bloomer. He's plays junior year, and his senior year we're expecting to see more things for him, and we just don't have no film now, and it's just something that it's really killing us, and we and I feel for all the players and all the guys that are seniors now and they don't have any more football. It's just sad.
On next week's show, we're going to have a guest who's going to speak directly on this topic, so people might want to tune in. We're going to really get a little bit more in depth on the impact on some of these young men and women psychologically about school, an educational expert who also will talk in depth about the impact of sports on this stuff. And it is it's a huge problem, but it's just one of those things where, I try and think of myself, and people come to me and say, Coach, what's the best way to go on this? And it's one of those things that's kind of you're darned if you do and darned if you don't. There are not good options with this virus. I mean, in fact, we should have taken we've looked at these type of possible consequences months ago, and maybe we wouldn't be right in here right now like they've had done in some other states. I mean, California's going in the spring. Virginia, a lot of these big states, New York, they're going in the spring. And now we've got other states that have actually completed in Ohio. They're completing their football season, although about half the teams in the state couldn't finish. And it looks like now that in Arizona, we're going to finish the season with only the Phoenix teams.
Yep.
And there are some people that want to throw conspiracy at that, because those are the powerhouse teams. Most of them come from that area. But there is no conspiracy here. It's just that it's lack of planning and lack of really understanding the impact of what this can have on whole families, and it's not just the kid. We're worried about these children, but come on, these are healthy kids playing outside, and most of them are going to do well. But if they bring it home, you know, and the spread into a family and the possible tragedies that can come out of this, it's there's just not a lot of good options here.
Yeah, and Jeff, you know, that's a big factor. And yes, you want to look at, you know, the safety issue, and you know, and you have your liability stuff. You're thinking about, you know, the safety of the kids and everything, but you know, it's a shame that we have these private schools that are playing, and then the other public schools they just don't even want to even consider it, and it's kind of disturbing for us parents.
Just so people understand with this, why private schools can do it. They do not get their insurance for their school out of the state pool. They're private. This is only for public schools. And so when you get down to the liability issues and the insurance issues, those things are very different for those two groups. And again, I'm not an insurance expert, but I do understand that relationship between public and private.
No, Coach Kern, you kind of mentioned in the first segment that it's a chain reaction. Once Huckleberry, the county supervisor, basically said, we don't think this is a good idea. And once that went on paper, it caused that chain reaction where no matter how much you want football or how much you think it's safe, the superintendents and then down to the athletic directors, down to the coaches, all became kind of liable for that decision made at the top, even if they wanted to let them play.
And if you look at their contracts, all these administrators, all these people at the top that have the burden of these decisions, and come on, they're all educators. They understand this stuff that we talk about kids. They understand that real well because everybody was a teacher to start with in the system. But when you begin to have to make those decisions, you realize, you know, that there's just not a good option here. But the first thing in my contract says student safety, and everything bounces off of that.
Last thoughts, Glenn.
I'm still distraught about it, but you know what? You know, we're going to try to keep the spirits up and parents, you know, try to keep your kids up, keep an eye on your kids, always talking to your kids and make sure that they're okay.
Well, we appreciate Tom Jones for sponsoring this segment. We'll be back next week. Remember to check us out on BehindTheLockerRoomDoor.com. For the coach and expert witness, Jeff Skurin. For the player and the trainer, Glenn P. Howell. I'm Brad Ellis. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend, and we'll see you next week and hopefully be able to shed a little bit more light on what's going to happen in these strange, strange times.